What did the O say to the Q?
Oh, I should know this and I don't. Jeez. Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, your dick's hanging out.
See, I should have known it. I'm a dude. I should have known it.
Welcome. Good morning. Totally Hilarious Chaos with Princess. And returning from a long, long vacation, JoJo. Welcome back, JoJo.
You could almost call it a staycation because I almost stayed. Like, damn. Like.
You know.
On the mic at all, man. Is that... Wow.
When I was looking for my opener joke, I tried to find something that was like, you know, a joke about being gone on a long vacation, and none of them kind of fit. So I was like, well, okay. I like the OQ one. That was great. So
yeah,
how you been?
Nice. I like that.
How you been? You been doing good?
I'm hanging in there. It's definitely been a... Some issues, you know, but I mean, everybody's dealing with this, you know, dealing after all the shit with the pandemic and all. So, but I'm in a very good place now. So, I mean, compared to how things were, I'm in a very good place now. I'm really blessed. I really appreciate you for asking because, you know, in society, a lot of people ain't really been checking on people. So it's good to know that people really care, you know.
Right, yeah, yeah. And in this day and age, I feel like you have to check on each other. You have to, because sometimes you are probably the only person that other person has. And you don't even realize how much checking in on somebody really means to them.
A lot of people suffer in silence. And yes. That's a really big thing right now. And as humans, we got to stop allowing that narrative to continue to grow. We got to try to kill that if we can, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah, I totally agree.
On a positive note, you know, I'm just, hey, back in the podcast world, I miss being able to run my mouth and talk my shit, so.
Yeah, I have to say it's been a hot minute for me to be here, too. But we all go through shit in our lives to where, you know, we lose track of something for a minute, but then we're like, no, man, that's really our passion, and we need to pick that back up, and we need to start all over again. So here we are on the 5th year anniversary episode. This is our 5th year, our 5th season. So let's hope that this is the best season we've had yet. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
I'm going to speak that into existence. It's going to be.
Right.
It's going to be. Right. Doing it.
Keep on channeling it. Keep on not channeling it. Manifesting. Keep on manifesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to speak that all the way into existence. That's going to happen.
Right.
I'm going to talk that like it all, I'm going to talk that like it already happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you got anything that you want to, like, what you been up to? You got anything you want to talk to about? Or talk about?
Since you've blessed me enough to allow me on your podcast, I actually have my own podcast coming out really soon.
Okay, you want to tell us?
I had one already, but I got another one coming out on February 1st. So, it's called Bro Code Chronicles, and it's take on, you know, topics, personal conversation. First of all, I want people to understand, I'm going to say this on your platform and my platform. Don't come for me like I'm a journalist. I'm not a journalist. I'm a conversationalist. I like to talk.
Right.
So, if people want a journalist, you go to those big names. You go to the ones that have the plaques on their wall with the journalists. You want to come to somebody where we can talk and have a conversation and maybe debate on whatever we're talking about, then my podcast, Brocode Chronicles, is definitely one to pull up on. If not, it is what it is. I'm looking for people that rock with my dynamic, that are a part of my demographic. If you don't want to be, I don't need you.
Right, right. I get that. Right? I totally get that.
If you want to be on that level, and trust me, just like your podcast, we're on a level. We will definitely be on a level in mine. But I just want the mutual respect, you know, that comes with us independent podcasters. Because I think people don't realize that podcasters actually come in different groups. There are people that have a credit roll that they can roll after their podcast to show how many people helped them with this and do this and do that. And then there's us independents that do all of that.
Yeah, we do everything. We are our own sponsors. We do our own editing. We do everything.
All of it.
We do everything. There is no help here.
All respect too, because there is a level of work ethic that comes with doing it by yourself that people don't realize unless they do it.
Exactly, exactly.
Those people that do the big podcast, they have people that do the research for them. And they got people that do the editing for them. And they got people that mix the sound and all that stuff for them. And people that got degrees and stuff, everything else. Some of those big name people, all they do is read a script and run their mouth.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do anything else for it. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that don't do their own independent research, but I'm talking about me. I do my research, I record my own stuff, I edit my own stuff. So it's a single person, executive producer, me. Producing, me, recording, me.
Right, like, yeah. Yeah, and it's not easy prepping for a podcast. I mean, we don't script anything. I don't script anything. I am raw, unfiltered. I don't even listen. I don't even edit. I don't edit because I like being completely
raw.
Some
don't have to. If you're good, transparent about it, then all this stuff just needs to come out.
Right, right. And I might do like, you know, a little bullet points with a little explanation on there. That's just to trip my memory, and then, you know, I can just go off of that. But, yeah, podcasting is not easy. Prepping, anything, it's just not easy. It takes a special person to be able to do it, you know.
You gotta be built for it. You can't just
yes.
be, I see everybody else do the podcast, I'm gonna do a podcast. We'll let you know, a lot of people that make podcasts that don't succeed, they weren't meant to.
Right. They don't have that flair, or maybe the voice for podcasting, or the personality.
Mm-hmm.
The personality is a big
mm-hmm.
thing. People gotta want to listen to you.
Personality is huge, because
yeah.
you can create a voice. There's
right.
so many people that have a radio voice compared to their real voice. Now, I'm not one of those people. What you see is what you get with me.
Right.
But there
yep.
are some people out there that have a radio voice. And that's the voice that you hear from them. And then when you bump into them in real life, wait, I don't recognize you. Like a lot of people now that Michael Jackson died, people don't realize that Michael Jackson did it. So, I mean, it's just little nuances like that that people have to do. Michael Jackson actually had like a deeper voice. His voice was actually sounded kind of like mine. But everybody thought his voice was high-pitched.
Makes sense. It does make complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have been absolutely fucking crazy busy. So, I'm helping run two businesses right now. Two businesses. We're doing a house clean-out, storage clean-out, unwanted junk pickup, basically. And we're getting our LLC for that. We should have about
Uh-oh.
Five more days, and we should know if we get it. But then I've my biggest thing that I'm working on right now is I have an online thrift store. Two Broke Girls Consignment. Yep.
Oh, yeah, run there.
And it is really starting to pick up. So you can find us on Facebook. I'm shipping to like 7 different states. Almost on a weekly. 7 different states. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it's definitely picking up then, okay.
Yep, we just started it in October. So we're still fresh.
Oh, damn.
But
doing that in 4 months? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're doing pretty good. We're up to like 125 followers. That doesn't seem like a lot, but it is, you know.
People got to understand, man, this is a time game.
Mm-hmm.
People got to realize this is really a time game. That's something I learned from my last stint with doing my last podcast, because I did 8 episodes, and then next thing I know, I just said, just let it go. But I was wanting to see like 1,000 listeners and stuff on my own. And when I wasn't getting that, I just said, to hell with it. And when I got a chance to sit back and get some insight, I'm like, man, do you realize that the people that are really doing this have been doing this for years and years and years?
Yeah.
It's a time game. You got to really put the time in it. It's literally an investment. It's a time investment, which is the most valuable thing you have, but it's right. An investment nonetheless.
Yes. Yeah. And I want to say, even though I have not uploaded an episode in like 5 or 6 months, no lie, my numbers are still there. And I want to say thank you to all my listeners who are listening to old episodes, waiting for new ones to come out. Because I'm still averaging almost 100 listens a week without uploading a new podcast. So you all are fucking amazing. I appreciate you all.
Dedication.
Yeah.
Dedication.
Yeah. It's awesome. I hadn't actually logged on to the podcasting app in a couple months. And when I logged on and still seen my numbers there, I was like, all right, my numbers are still there. It's time to get back into it. Yep. I cannot let these people down. Like, this is my passion, and we need to get it done.
People don't realize, man, this to a degree for us, it's not for us. Yeah, it's our voice. Yeah, we're doing this, but it's not for us, because if it was, we could just record this stuff to ourselves and just keep a video diary, an audio diary, and just keep it to ourselves. So it's not for us.
Right.
It's to get that feedback. It's to get that reception. It's to see what other people think. We want to know that.
Right. So, I know that you've seen in the news that they're finally talking about rescheduling marijuana.
Okay. Do you want me to go ahead? Because I was gonna go.
Okay. So, what they're wanting to do is they're wanting to move it from a Schedule 2, or from a Schedule 3 to a Schedule 2 is what they're trying to bump it down. It doesn't help us. I mean, it does. It does help us in a way, them moving it down.
It does. It does on a federal level.
Yeah.
Technically.
But not really. The only thing, okay, I've read articles. Maybe I'm not getting it all. But all it's basically going to do is make it to where shops can have bank accounts. So it's going to make them better. It's going to make it better on that. But other than that, I don't see a good thing about it except for that.
For the everyday user, it doesn't have any benefit.
No.
It is the government financial benefit. That is the majority reason why it's so diversely illegal in different places anyway. Besides government systematically going to trash.
Right.
It's the government aspect of it. It's not the personal user. Personal users, it's not doing shit for us. It's just like, oh, so now when somebody pulls us over, now they have less probable cause to pull us over for this specifically. But depending on what state you're in, they're still gonna. So, right. I mean,
yes.
Like me, prime example, I'm in Wisconsin. They gonna fuck with me either way.
Yep.
So it depends, man. It just depends. It's stupid. It would make more sense if the laws were the same statewide.
Yes.
With every individual state.
Right.
But with this state, it's not illegal. It's illegal all the way around. And in this state, it isn't. Which really creates a paradigm for. If you smoke weed, you live in Wisconsin, you are mad because you got Wisconsin. I mean you got Minnesota, you got Illinois, you got Michigan, all around you.
It's kind of
go
like,
over the border, you can go to Canada. Like
it's kind of like Indiana is the same way now with Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
Now Indiana is like what the fuck. But the problem there is Indiana might come around. So with Indiana, they are a pill state. They have I can't remember the name of it, but they have the maker of one of the biggest narcotics in Indiana. So they ain't wanting to approve it for med or rec because of that, because their big money maker will lose out. However, going back to them rescheduling it, when they bump it down, it's going to make it, the FDA will be able to come in now, and they will be able to approve it to make like a pressed form or like an edible. They won't approve flower. They won't. They won't approve anything that you can smoke. They won't approve wax because you smoke wax. So what it'll be like a pressed pill. Like a narcotic, instead of dropping it down to like alcohol, we're just moving it from it being a hard drug to quotations around hard drug to it being a narcotic, to where you can go to a licensed pharmacy, aka dispensary, with a prescription and get it. That's all it's going to do by bumping it down.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
You got Wisconsin
crazy.
Here, which I think that's the thing they're worried about. I think they're worried about their cash cow, because the cash cow here is alcohol.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, it is what it is. They try to... But I don't understand why they wouldn't do that, because one way or another, they still would line their pocket.
Yeah.
They're dumb. I think politicians, as much as we try to tell them how smart they are, I think they low-key dumb.
True story. True story.
Yeah. Low-key. Line your pockets, man.
Yeah, no shit. Let's fix them potholes in these goddamn roads.
not some of this deficit to keep rolling on a damn ticker in New York. I can make it go in reverse. Why
right.
not?
So I asked on a live stream what was one thing that they wanted us to talk about. And the one thing they wanted us to talk about was the best and the worst of 23. And I wasn't going to talk about it, but with the way we started out with talking about mental health.
Oh, God, did I lose
it? Oh, yeah, we're back.
It's back.
Yeah, so we started out talking a little bit about mental health and how we needed to check on each other. And so that kind of just sparked me to want to talk about my best and worst of 23, which is the same thing, basically. So, my best and worst of 23 didn't happen till June, my youngest daughter had came to me and told me that within 36 hours, she had tried to commit suicide 3 times. And she wanted to check herself into a hospital to get better. My 16-year-old daughter, well, she was 15 years old at the time, came to me to tell me that. So, that was the worst thing that I had had to go through, but turned out to be something that was also the best thing because it taught me a lot about how to deal with mental health a lot better. It also helped me deal with things a little bit better. JoJo's internet's going in and out, or my internet's going in and out, so I'm just going to finish talking. it helped me mature, probably, a little bit more. I needed that. Oh, and then we dropped the call. So I'm just going to finish talking. So it was also the best and the worst thing that happened to me. And it taught me to be patient with people a little bit more. Mental health is real, you guys. And if you are experiencing, you know, lows all the time, and you guys need somebody to talk to, please, please, please feel free to reach out anytime to anybody. I'm sure anybody, you know, that you're close to, can take 5 minutes, you know, to just reassure you that you are an amazing person, because you are. Hey there, bargain hunters. Are you tired of paying full price for clothes that make your wallet cry? Well, get ready for a shopping experience that is as hilarious as it is affordable. Introducing Two Broke Girls Consignment on Facebook, the thrift store that's got your back and not your bank account. Won by a group of super savvy moms, Two Broke Girls Consignment is the ultimate treasure trove of pre-loved goodies. From stylish clothes to funky accessories, you'll find it all here. And the best part, you won't have to sell your kidney to afford it. Picture in this, you're scrolling through the website looking for some amazing deals, and suddenly you spot a sequence dress that screams party time. But wait, there's a catch. It's only $5. That's right, folks. We're talking prices so low that you'll think we're running a charity, but we promise we're not. Need a pair of new jeans? We've got them. Looking for a vintage lamp to light up your life? We've got that too. At Two Broke Girls Consignment, you'll find unique treasures that'll make your friends green with envy. And hey, we won't tell them how little you paid. So what are you waiting for? Grab your iPad, grab your phone, grab your wallets, and head on over to Two Broke Girls Consignment on Facebook. And we'll make sure that you leave with a smile on your face and some extra cash in your pocket. And guess what? Again, you can find Two Broke Girls Consignment on Facebook. Check us out for the latest updates and sneak peeks of our fabulous finds. Happy shopping, my friends. Okay, and we're back. We had a little bit of technical issues, but JoJo is back. So, you want to talk about your best and your worst of 23?
Yeah. 2023 was actually probably one of the best 4 years I've had to deal with. it probably my entire life. Because of issues that happened.
Stop.
I was in a, ended up being a very toxic relationship. To choose to get away from that, and the only way I could choose to get away from that was to, So, I had to deal with that issue. But 2023 was also when I was able to resolve that issue to the point where I didn't have to resort to that anymore, which is why I'm in the place I am now, saving up to be able to find my actual place and start back podcasting and everything else. So that event started in February of 2023, and took about 6 months to resolve itself, because I moved in here in September, so it took about 6 months. But I don't want people to, I've never wanted anybody to feel sorry for me or anything like that, because people have to understand, you got to learn to grow from your experience.
Yep.
You have to learn to grow from experiences. If you let experience knock you down and take you completely out, you will never get to see the positive end of negative stuff. People got to realize, for every negative, there's a positive.
Yep.
Sometimes you have to go through the negative to get to it, though. Sometimes you don't get to the positive first. Sometimes you have to go through the negative shit to get to that positive. And that's what I had to do. I had to go through a negative situation I brought on myself to get to the point where I could do better for myself. So what I have to take from that is that the biggest thing I got for 23 was the learning experiences that it taught me, because those are lessons I carried me for the rest of my life. So it was negative at the time, and it seemed like bullshit, but in the hindsight, it taught me a very valuable lesson, and I'm very happy I learned it.
Well, and you know that you have matured when you can take a negative and turn it into a positive. Because that's what you did.
That's the best way to go about it.
Yep, you took the negative and you turned it into a positive, the same way I did with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because that stuff with your daughter, man, that was heavy. They could take somebody down if they let it.
Oh, now listen, she had never spent one night in her 15 and a half years away from either one of her parents. So me or her dad. She's always had her dad or I there. Never spent one night away. She was gone for 2 weeks. She was gone for 14 days. So wow. that was a big thing for her and I both, because
it was a growth moment. It was a growth moment.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
Everybody grew then.
Yep.
Everybody grew then. Everybody grew individually, and y'all grew together.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So I totally understand taking the negative and turning it into a positive, because we all learned from it, and it helped everybody grow. That's for sure.
That's what it's about, man.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, man. People, especially since the pandemic, man, we got to start realizing, man, that we got to start accepting these things and learning experiences, because we done went through the hell. We had to sit indoors and not do shit for almost two years. So we done been through the major. So, you know what I'm saying? Now we got to work around it, man. We had to work around that. So we should be able to deal with anything at this point. If you deal with that and you survive that, you should have the confidence that you should be able to build past anything now.
Yeah.
Everything now should be minor shit.
Right. I kind of feel like that. I kind of feel like I'm unstoppable, because I've been through so much shit the past 3 years. And I've grown up so much that, really, what could happen now, really, that could bring me down? There ain't nothing. I've done lost my dad,
right.
And I've watched my kid go through something that I never would have put my, you know what I'm saying? I never would have expected myself to go through. So I kind of feel like that's made me almost inferior. Like I'm unstoppable. It's only up from here.
It's good to feel like that, especially in this day and age where everybody is allowing themselves to let stuff pull them down and make them feel weaker than they actually are, man. That is such a show of strength to be able, you know.
Yeah.
This stuff knocked me down. This stuff made me feel like.
Oh, my Lanta. I feel like I'm dying off one hit. JoJo's losing internet again. We are having all kinds of technical difficulties today, people. All kinds of technical difficulties. Oh, my Lantas. This is great. Only on Totally Hilarious Cast do we have this many problems in one day. So, we're going to take a quick break and be back. Hey there, folks. Are you drowning in clutter and need some serious cleanup magic? Well, look no further than Booze Cleanouts. We're your go-to team for apartment, house, and storage cleanout needs. Is your apartment feeling cramped and cluttered? Don't worry, we've got your back. Our expert crew will swoop in and clear out all the unnecessary stuff, making your space feel fresh and spacious again. Have a house that needs a major clean out? We've got you covered there too. Whether it's a whole estate, a basement, or even a storage unit that needs some TLC, our team will roll up their sleeves and get the job done. But wait, there's more. We're not just about cleaning out spaces. We're also masters in giving items a second chance. If you have an estate sale or some yard sale stuff left over, or just anything that you don't want, don't rush it to Goodwill just yet. Give us a call, and we'll make sure those treasures find new homes. Spring is in the air, and you know what that means. It's time for a fresh start. Let Booze Cleanouts help you with those spring cleanups. We'll clear away the clutter, leaving you with a clean slate and a happy heart. Don't forget, we're here for all your storage cleanout twos. Whether it's a small storage unit or a large one, we'll help you declutter, organize, or just get rid of it, making the space all clean again. So why wait? Give Danella a call at 517-227-7200 or reach out to Emily at 517-677-3029 and they'll be more than happy to answer your questions and schedule an appointment for a clean out today. Don't let the mess overwhelm you. Let Booze Cleanouts be your cleaning superheroes. We'll make your space sparkle and your worries disappear. Call us today. If this podcast has taught me anything, or live streaming has taught me anything, it has taught me to be an amazing role model to others. I want to tell everybody how much I appreciate every single one of you for standing by me through all of these years and everything that I've been through, we've been through together. And I appreciate every single one of you. I would not be where I'm at today if it wasn't for you. I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in for the start of our fifth season. Oh my God, five seasons. The start of our fifth season. This is crazy. I want to thank JoJo for being the guest co-host this week. His podcast is out now, you guys. The Bro Code Crush. Chronicles. You can find it on Spotify. There was something else I wanted to say too, and now I can't remember. Crap. This is how it goes. There was a lot of technical difficulties this week. I'm sorry about that. We're going to try to get that all. You know how these first few episodes of the year are. They're always like kind of messed up a little bit, but we'll get in the hang of doing things again. And, we're going to start, Facebook dating with Princess because, you know, why not? I think that's going to be a good segment. That's going to be like a weekly segment. This could be very, very interesting. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Tune in next week for a new episode. It'll probably be around dating. Oh, I'm entering that dating field and I'm a little nervous about it. So, y'all have an amazing rest of your day. And remember, good vibes and dirty thoughts.